And welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 340. How are we all doing? Haven't seen yet, but I'm reckoning Jonathan's back on form. Let's have a look. Oh, it says Simon. Good grief, where's Jonathan? How many down are you, Jonathan?
He was trying to get in.
Oh, bless.
And he wants to go to the toilet.
Oh, dear.
He wants to go to the toilet.
Oh, does he need you to take him out like Lola? Hello, Simon. Hello, Paul.
Shall we go and empty Johnny?
Oh, that sounds so wrong. Hello, Jonathan. The late Jonathan. Not dead, just late. Oh. Never known him so tardy. Simon, he was fifth the other day. Standards have slipped. What can I say? Just totally slipped. Oh. Jonathan, do you not take the phone with you when you go to the little boy's room?
Yeah, I'm about to take the iPad with me.
Yeah, but you've got the match on to consider, haven't you?
Yeah, the toilet trick.
The toilet trick. We shouldn't work so well at the weekend, but, you know, bless him, he keeps trying. Yes, if he's got his hand up, Simon, I think he can go. There you go.
Hand up what?
Up, Mike, up. Not up anything, up. There's always one, isn't there? And it's usually Mike.
Yeah.
Mike's had a hard day. Been training all day, haven't you? Hello, Renee. How are you doing? Right, Jonathan's back. Jonathan, TMI. TMI. Oh, Kimmy's indeed closing in on a year. Only 12, 14 days to go. Be there before you know it. Because the last year has just passed by that quickly. It's terrifying. Oh dear. If Jonathan took the phone to the loo, Mummy would disown him. She'd never know. Never know. We would not spill the beans. Honestly, Jonathan, we wouldn't. Hello, Renee. Good evening, Tony. Celebrate might be the wrong word, Jonathan. But, you know, you've got to take these things where they come from, haven't you? Why don't you tell them that horrific thing that was on your workplace thing?
Somebody posted a link to a story about a guy in the UK who is recently retired, is about 60, recently retired. Turns out he actually worked for AZ and recently retired from there. And he does mountain rescue as a volunteer. He went out to rescue two people. You might have read about this.
When you say people, do clarify, you mean morals.
Well, I'm going to. You're spoiling the punchline.
No,
again.
I'm not. Two people are out of the house.
Two COVID idiots who had gone for a night out camping somewhere. And one of them fell ill, thought he was having a heart attack. And it was so cold. It was 2 weekends ago. It was the Munich weekend that his oxygen had frozen or something. The one of these campers. Or idiots, call them what you like. When he was out doing the rescue, he fell 150 feet.
Metres.
150 metres, 500 feet, and he's unlikely to walk again. So I responded on Workplace, probably something I shouldn't have done, but I was just so incensed about how selfish he was. Of these people never heard of lockdown? Because there's been times when I've responded on Workplace and Chatter when I've been told off, haven't I?
Yes.
Yeah. Usually to do with things like, have you heard about X Lookup? And they haven't brought it into AZ for about 2 years.
Yeah, you just preempted everybody's excitement. That was your problem.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my thing today. Nearly kicked you off on Workplace.
Well, do you know there's this thing?
I'll probably get reported for an inappropriate post.
That's not inappropriate.
No, it's not.
No, there's this thing in the law where if somebody causes like a car accident and you're the innocent party and you're injured, the NHS can claim the money back for your treatment from them. or more likely their insurers. And I think in that situation, they should pay for the treatment. I mean, it won't enable him to walk again. But considering you missed the punchline, which was they got fined.
Oh, yeah, £200.
Yeah. Pasco, collect £200.
I thought it was 10K.
That's a party with over 14 people, isn't it? Oh, good news for Kim. If you want the vaccine, that's good news. Maybe in a month or two. That's excellent. So Simon hasn't partaken of a full English then. At that point, anyway. Yeah, I hope it's not the 4-hour drive, Kim. Cold stunned turtles transported to Texas rescue centres. The world has officially gone mad, hasn't it? Or is that just me? I will have a look at that one. I did see a picture of some aquatic animals. I wouldn't like to get any clearer than that.
Let me have a look. The game. Is this the one?
Yeah.
Keep your eye on it.
Oh, right. They're in the back of people's cars.
Unless my watch is lying.
Your watch could well be lying on that. And yes, I've got the game on, but I think I'm about a minute and a half behind you.
Well, I'm about a minute and a half behind the watch.
Well, at the moment, it's not looking good because they're on the offensive. Oh, hang on, United have got the ball. And they're going forward with it.
Yeah, I might have to go and do the toilet trick.
Don't move.
Oh, it's gone to VAR.
Well, yeah, it could have been a bit offside.
I haven't seen it.
He's talking to the referee. The referee's talking to the fourth official.
Well, how ahead are you?
Hang on, I've gone to a replay.
What's your time?
I can't see it because I've gone to a replay. Oh. When I know, I'll let you know. It was tight.
This is what happens when you watch on two iPads.
It's fun. You've no idea where you are. You might not even be watching the right game. 56-38.
Mine's gone to a replay, so I don't know. The tires disappeared off the screen. You know when
I said that.
You know when Nina and Mike say, right, 56-39.
You are 13 seconds behind me.
Oh.
He's still checking the goal. He's pondering.
You know when Nina and Mike say, how can you be listening to two different songs on Brooklands when you're both on an iPad?
Yes. Well,
here's an example. We're watching the same match and we're at two different times.
He's taking his sweet time. Is this referee? And he looks about 12. Mind you, did you hear about that referee the other day?
Yeah, headbutted someone.
Headbutted a player?
Yeah.
Genius. He has apologised. Oh, he's VAR in it. Ooh. I don't know if it was goal or not, Mike.
And was it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's put him in a better mood. There you go. Right, should we get back to the show now? I did see the snow in Texas, and I always thought Texas was a warm place. Having said that, that could explain something with our friend, couldn't it, on Facebook?
Yeah.
If it was snowy. We've got this friend who, we've known him years. In fact, wasn't he married to his second wife when we first knew him?
Yeah.
He has a collection of wives. She died not long after we met. And I think within 4 months he'd remarried. Well, that's the lady he's with now, and he now lives in Texas. But he's got cancer and it's terminal and they know it. She's got one illness after another. But this time, in the last week, I think 2-3 days ago, she headed out to the garage. And she ended up having a fall, and now she needs, is it an operation to reset her pelvis?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I wonder if the weather was bad. And then I thought, don't be ridiculous, it's Texas. But maybe it really was bad, and that's what happened.
Northern Ireland lockdown extended till April the 1st.
Yeah, I wondered if that was a joke, but apparently not. And they're letting the children go back to school, despite the fact that they're infected to glory. Wasn't it 1 in 20?
I don't know.
Oh, and they've got to do lateral flow tests twice a week. I mean, do you know, in a way I do feel for schools because they're all so busy toilet training them and teaching them to use a knife and fork, which, you know, in my day, you'd already mastered that. And now they've got to lateral flow test them, the entire school, twice a week. Why have some of them got masks on and not all of them, Mike?
Who are we talking about?
The United team.
I don't know.
On the bench.
Personal choice. Well, he's a doctor, isn't he? I suppose he has to have one.
I guess so.
Because. Yeah, he's a physio. Not like in my day when it was a bucket and sponge.
Oh, Simon says, if the NHS start chasing insurance companies, it's a green light for us to be ripped off by them, isn't it? That law's already there, Simon. That already happens. If I mean, not for like a couple of hundred pounds, but if a car accident was that bad that the treatment went on for like 6 months, they already do that. That's already in place. This one's a little bit different than that because you generally don't just have personal insurance, do you? So if you've decided to, you know, clog it up a mountain for whatever the reason in the middle of a global pandemic, and well, the first thing with that is it's not yourself you've injured, it's somebody else. But is the causation of his accident where he actually fell this 150 metres? You know, you didn't push him. It was just your own stupidity. Even if you did have insurance, that one's a bit of a reach. But what I'm thinking is, you know, there needs to be more of a deterrent than a £200 fine. And the NHS will have to pay for that. And, you know, if you use the but for test, but for them being stupid enough to climb a mountain to get round the lockdown rules, which, you know, shakes head sadly. There needs to be something. Let's just say that. There needs to be something. Better we just cover it with our taxes and pay the actual cost rather than inflating insurance company costs. It's a tough call, that. I don't see why anybody should be paying for it other than the idiots that actually caused it. But my approach apparently is somewhat on the strict side, according to Mike. They've done something incredibly stupid there. And I don't like the fact that what they've done is more stupid than the majority of people driving a car. But if you do something stupid like speed in a car, then you are given points which add up and then you're not allowed to drive. Or you can opt to take one of these education classes. And they certainly need education, these two. There should be more involved in this than just, oh, £200 because you're out of your house and shouldn't have been. I mean, in this circumstance, then what's actually happened is catastrophic for somebody. You could say he's a volunteer and he takes on the risk, but I don't think anybody expects that to happen. I just really think there should be something. They should be educated in some kind of way. Maybe like a, you know, don't leave your house education programme, something like that. Maybe they could be forcibly volunteered into this scheme that they've got. If you would like £4,500 and are prepared to be injected with COVID, I've got a job for you. It's happening in this country, apparently. Oh, there are no words for that. Right, let me catch up here. A loss of gas pressure is causing a lack of power. Clearly they're not used to this kind of weather there. Renee says it's already an hour later in Holland and the match is finished. Oh, did they win? Is it worth Mike watching the end of the game then?
Did who win?
We're being funny, Mike. We're being funny. You go back to watching the game. Concentrate on the match. You've got 28 and a bit minutes to concentrate. And a lot of towns no longer have water.
Tony, hopefully you got my reply in Slack.
This is bad news, isn't it?
And Kim, I've just stuck a question for you.
Texas is not used to having cold weather, so it's totally unprepared. You feel bad for the animals and people that are dying as a result. It looked a little bit like Canada to me, the way they were all trying to move the snow with like these huge shovels. That I've got a friend who lives in Canada and it looked a bit like that.
Keep your eye on the game.
Right, I'm keeping my eye on it. I don't like it because it's going the wrong way.
Oh.
It's going the wrong way. So unless there's a massive turnaround. Oh, it must be a good clearance.
Must it? I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm going off the watch.
Nicely passed. Oh, that was textbook, Mike. Don't blink. It was textbook.
Was it textbook? Which textbook?
The textbook of this is how we should play all the time.
There we go.
Two touches from the keeper to a goal. That's what you need. Oh, Simon's done a number of those speeding courses. They don't work. Simon, you naughty boy. No, I wouldn't think for one moment that they did. I mean, you're putting people who have speeded together with other people who have speeded. Yeah, that's not going to work. You need to put them in like a convent or something, whether with people who have never speeded in their life. You need to make it uncomfortable or very, very, very powerful. But what I'm saying is, at the moment with this, there's nothing. And yet they have caused, albeit indirectly, more harm than an average person with a car. And they have to spend their time and money, because don't you have to pay for those courses as well? To me, that's a license to print money for the training company who's delivering the training. And as you've pointed out, they don't actually work. Good night, Jonathan.
There's little doggy snores coming from down there.
Yeah, she's got a new toy and she's quite happy with it. You'll see it tomorrow. Oh, yes. Happy dog. That's what we like. A happy, happy, happy dog.
And Tony's joined the WhatsApp group.
Excellent.
He knows all about Brooklands now.
Yes, that's another side to us, that, isn't it? I can't remember. Well, at the beginning, didn't we? We moved marooned. And it didn't end well.
Yeah, it caused havoc, didn't it?
Oh, we were in serious trouble. We decided we were going in, I think, at something like 7:30. So we'd move maroon to 6:00. And he was like, where are you? Like, no, we've moved on, gone to another show. So after that, I said, look, we'll do marooned at the normal time. And between 7:00 and 8:00 on Brooklands 196, we'll premiere a music show. So the Brooklands people were quite happy warming up to the 5-hour extravaganza, and the MacBites people were happy that we were there at the normal time. But then we decided that at 8:00 we have a hard out on Marooned and we go straight into Brooklands, and the Brooklands and the MacBites came with us. It's been great fun.
Keep your really eyes has. On the game.
I'm keeping my eye on the game.
How can we score 4 goals? Tonight and play rubbish last weekend?
That's the whole point. They must have lost about 12 points. And you just think, they turn it on when they want, they turn it off when they want.
Yeah, my American mate said that to me today. I was in a meeting with about Power BI, and the guy from Microsoft is a Spurs fan. So we were yakking about Spurs, and then he comes on, the American guy who's a United fan. He says, me and Mike don't want to talk about it.
Simon, that is so accurate, that we don't have enough snow, so you don't have like snow chains or special tyres or any equipment. And then when it happens, it's like, well, that's it, can't leave the house for a month. Mind you, we all know what that's like now, so let's chance.
My watch didn't say it's gone to VAR.
It's gone to VAR. He's having another think, this 12-year-old referee.
It's been disallowed.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, she is snoring, isn't she?
My watch is on 1%. What am I going to do? This game's going to fit me. My watch is going to die before it finishes.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. That's not good. You'll just have to watch it and be done.
Well, I'll go in there. I'll go and annoy the Catanians.
Kim says I'd follow you anywhere. I was watching Mike's pivot tables from 2011. Oh, good grief,
rather
Kim.
You than me, Kim.
Your pivot tables
me
definitely
training
need
pivot tables in 2011 is probably as bad as me training Nucleus in 2021.
You're not a fan of Nucleus, that's all it is.
Nucleus.
Whatever. Oh, don't watch some of my stuff from 2011. Bad, bad news.
That's the equivalent of listening to Matt Bites episode 1.
Well, funny you should say that. I need to sort the maroons out first. Tracy's in the middle of a marathon and I can't stop her. So I need to get that one sorted out that's not right. Oh, he looks like he's got cramp. I know that feeling when I get cramp.
I'll get some germaline.
Oh, all my germalines are empty. In that little tray thing, so I need some more.
Right, I'll go and bring you one up.
Yeah, maybe two, just in case. Right. No, it was the pivot tables from 2011, Mike. Was that the one where you sliced and diced?
Sliced and diced, probably. No, that was a Windows one.
Oh, right. Oh, the seven features of Windows 7 or something.
Seven shades of Windows 7.
Yeah, don't touch that. Don't touch that at all. Not good. Hello, Pete. Just spotted you, Pete. What's going on there? Ted Cruz. Oh, I did see somebody that had been all over the news for a while. It was something to do with Trump. I think he was a Republican. And it just flashed up and literally it was a 2-second story. He's dead. And they moved on. And I thought, well, have you got nothing else to say about the guy, like who he was and what he did? Because in the UK, we wouldn't really have known. I think his name was Rush. Is it Rush Limbaugh? Something like that. And it showed you him like in the Senate or somewhere. And then it just said he's dead. And they moved on to the story. And I thought, well, what happened? Very strange. Better off dead. Oh, dear. Simon's not a fan. I had seen him in some kind of programme. Did he have like a magazine or a newspaper or something? Or am I getting him confused with somebody else? Either way, they didn't give him much airtime, I can assure you. Right, let's have a look. Oh, the last time I got on Twitter, I got all confused with Morrison's. And then Paul was telling me not to get down and with the Morrison thing. No.
She's well away there.
She is well away.
Little doggy snores.
Oh, she is, bless it. She's had a busy day. Had a very busy day. Very strange. Oh, right. I'm with you now. Now I get why he would do that.
Oh, I saw that. Oh. That he was dead. I'd never heard of him.
No, not him. We've moved on. We're talking about Ted Cruz now. I'm assuming he isn't dead yet.
Right.
Oh, fabulous show, isn't it? We've no idea who we're talking about. No, this is one who left where the weather was naughty to go somewhere better, where the weather was better. Oh, that's the plan there. Crying out loud. Oh. I will tell you what is kicking off over here. You know, like it's like a soap opera. When Princess Eugenie and Jack, whatever his name was, got married, at the reception, Harry and Meghan announced they were pregnant. You don't do that at somebody else's wedding, just saying. Anyway, Eugenie and Jack have just had their first child. This was about a week ago. And then, of course, Valentine's Day, Harry and Meghan announced they're having their second. The papers are tearing them to shreds. Have they got something against Eugenie and her husband, is what they're saying. I mean, I actually thought that Meghan is that pregnant, looking at that photograph, that they'd actually done well to keep it quiet for so long. Because if they're waiting for Eugenie to have hers before they announce it, you know, she's had to stay well out of the limelight for a while, but still the papers are crucifying them. Could have something to do with the fact that they lost their case against them. Or rather, Meghan won, and papers not happy about that. And I sit and I look at it and I think, is this really the most important thing in the world right now? Conclusion I came to was no. But that's only me. He's subhuman. Oh, another one. That's right, Kim. Didn't he have a radio station? And then, was it a newspaper he bought or a TV station? So he was a media guy. It's coming back to me.
Well, we've got radio stations, but we're not nasty pieces.
No, we're not nasty pieces of work. We don't do politics. Leave politics alone. Specifically 6 foot subhuman. Well, you say that, Pete. They're not burying him in Texas, are they? Because it could be a while. Hello, Sarah. Congress is on vacation now. Is that normal, Kim? Is that what happens at this time of year? Our politicians tend to take the summer off, not to mention Easter and Christmas. They're very seldom in.
What's she doing now?
Is she on the mooch?
Yeah.
No, she just wants to move over there.
Okay.
It's cooler over there, isn't it, babe? Yeah, she's a happy dog. Don't knock the water over, because then it'll hit you on the back and you'll wonder why. She does that because there's a floorboard that's a bit skew-whiff. Well, let's move that before it hits her on the back. Oh, the things we do for our loved ones. Oh, she has been all over. I've got some pictures of her. You should see. She's got her head wrapped around my chair. Then she's got a foot on my chair. Then she was head-butting my chair. She's absolutely barking mad, but gorgeous. It seems a rather strange time to take a vacation, if it's planned. But what do I know? Not a clue. He was on TV for 5 minutes. You were not a fan. But he gave a lot of money to charity and many people loved him. He was very smart, refused to say bad things about the dead. I don't know that much about him, but I had heard the name because I think the name stuck with me because it's quite an unusual name. But I am steering away from it, or otherwise I will have to hit the panda videos. So leave it be, Elaine. Walk away. Saw a red panda video the other day. I thought I need to look at the news for 2 minutes, get myself giddy enough to need to watch this panda video. This is what my life has become. Do you think I'm having a meltdown now? We are literally less than a month away from a year. I nearly said 2 years then. No, I mustn't lose count, mustn't I, Lola? Are you all panting and excited again? Come on, go on, go to sleep. Go to sleep, little one. Yeah. Yeah, I'll touch your tail. You can go to sleep. She's giving me the eye. I don't know if Kiva does this. Does Kiva ever do the over-the-shoulder look where her eye rolls around that much, you can see the whites of her eyes and she's looking at you and judging you? That look. That one. Hello, Tracy. I need to watch the turtles now. Those pictures look amazing. Where they're in cars and boats and stuff. Just amazing. Was it Carrie who had baby turtles on a beach in Greece?
Don't know.
I think it was. And there's something about that they appear. I don't know. Do they hatch? I've no idea. But baby ones, you're not supposed to help them get to the water. It's illegal to touch these things. But there's like hundreds of them and apparently it looks amazing. But I've never seen it. I think I've only seen like a tiny bit on video. I am going to have to watch the videos of all of these, aren't I? I love the fact people are rescuing them. Somebody put a photo up earlier today. It was a really old photo. And must have been the 60s, looking at the style of the image. And it was a monkey, chimpanzee, ape of some description, reaching their hand out to one of these, you know, explorers, Dr. Livingstone, I presume, who'd fallen into like a river. And the animal was helping him out. And it apparently it's a very well-known photo. It's the first time I'd ever seen it. Animals are so much better than idiots who decide to go camping for a night up a mountain. COVIDiots of the day. Oh, Kiva gives you the stink eye. When does this happen, Kim? Specifically, when does the stink eye happen? I'm getting it at the moment because she's not got a treat.
So I get her a treat.
She's had a black bone. That's all she's had so far.
She can have.
Do you think she needs a Kim authorised dentist stick?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a red Kim authorised dentist stick.
I'm going to do the toilet treat.
It's not like you need to, Mike, at 3-0
up.
Well,
I need the toilet.
So did Jonathan. Poor Jonathan. If you missed that at the beginning, Jonathan was waiting for the chat to open, but he was desperate for the toilet. Anyway, he waited, but he wasn't first in. Then he has to dash to the toilet. I suggested it would have been wise to just take his phone with him to the toilet, but he said his mum would have disowned him if he'd done that. So that's why he didn't make it in first. In fact, Simon beat him. So much so, Simon thought he must be dead. But he's not. Right, look at that. Kim says that's okay. Oh, she's got that. Snatch that right out of my hand. When you ask her to quit licking, you get the stink eye. I do that. I just try and clap and distract her. As though, like, that was never a good idea, Lola. Leave it alone. But try and distract her in, like, a positive way. But I still get the eye. I still get that really, really evil look. One day I'm going to have to try and catch it, aren't I? Catch it on camera. Oh, a baby orca. Need to see that. CQ, Deb, CQ. I have to start watching native piebald animals. Do I? Send me a link. Send me a link. I shall cue them up when the stress attacks, which it does on a regular basis. I only have to look out of the window to see the next idiot going past. But what can you do? She's enjoying that, isn't she?
She is.
Oh, she likes those. They are her favourite. It didn't work, Mike. Unless you're on a different time zone to me.
No.
No.
No, but I needed the toilet.
So you're just going to have to wait. Oh, mind you. Oh! Don't take your eye off it, but don't worry, they don't score.
No, because my watch hasn't buzzed.
Is it still got 1%?
Yeah.
Oh, Lola saw her first deer at Dunham. We took her there before she actually lived here. What was she like on her first trip? She could not believe it. It was Ollie, wasn't it, when we saw your mum?
Mm.
I'm trying to remember which one of them. As we were walking back, so look, Dunham has this like mile-long road leading up to it. Not a road as in cars. Inside the park, there's like a central walkway of a mile. So if you've ever seen Windsor Great Park, a bit like that. So we were down there at the deer end and we were walking back and we were talking, Mike and I. I don't think we'd stopped, but I think we had Ollie on one of those extendable leads. We would never try that with a semi. They are far too strong. Snap it soon as look at it. But Ollie was fine. So we had him on one of these long leads. So he's darting ahead and darting to the side about 30 metres and he was absolutely fine. I then said, where's the dog? And the lead had gone slack. You always worry when a lead's gone slack. He'd only found a rabbit burrow and decided to go investigate. There I am reeling him out like I was catching a fish. Came out absolutely filthy, but happy look on his face. Oh, if Lola would have tried that. Right, I'm going to have a look at that Instagram. Right, okay. Tony was listening to Matt Bites from 5, didn't get the chat window open on the iPhone.
Probably need to refresh.
Yeah, when we go live, you would need to refresh to get the chat.
So the chat window doesn't get switched on until a minute to 7.
Until Jonathan least expects it.
Sometimes half sometimes, a minute to 7.
Sometimes 20 past.
Yeah.
With me cursing at it. You did not fix that last night. You rolled it back. It self-destructed and you rolled it back.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
No, it's not. That's fixing it.
Well, I could have done that, but I was actually trying to fix it. I won't try and fix it in future. I'm going to move all your webinars so they work around marooned. Or we could open the chat at 1:30 and play with your minds. And then Jonathan may be first in, maybe not. I reckon Simon would beat him if that happened. There you go. I thought when you said you were listening to Matt Bites from 5 that you meant episode 5. Episode 5 of the original Matt Bites would have been October, November 2007. And it would have been around the time of the release of Leopard. We did 2 live releases in 2 weeks. There was the Leopard release and then the UK launch of the iPhone. Oh, it was amazing. What a time that was. But what I'm going to do with the older shows, the audio is quite low on some of the older ones. I will reprocess them. You know, when you get them remastered, I'll remaster them. And that way they'll all be the same level. Once I've sorted Tracy's out, which was 61, 62 or something, wasn't it? Let me have a look. You see, if that one's already there, I am just about, oh dear, quite a few behind. But I'll get there in the end. Right, it was 260-something, wasn't it? Right, so let's have a look at what's wrong with that. Let's open up that one. That one's okay. Ooh, I see the error of my ways, Tracy. Right, let's try that, and let's do that. And let's save it, you know, magic beans. Tell you what, let me just try something. 1:15:23. Let's see if that moves. That's not moving. Right, let's try that. 1:15:23. Ooh, that changes. Right, there's a possibility, Tracy, I could fix this live on the show. How amazing. Right, let's put the one in it. And let's do that. 15, 40, 123. Go on, you can do it. You can save it. You can. Go on. Oh, it's got a red dot of doom on it. I'm trying to save this when you've quite finished. Save. Why, you no work. Right. I think I fixed it, Tracy. There you go. 261 is now saying 261. So if you could delete 261 and reload it and have a look, is that 261? If it is, then I'm all ready and geared up to go from 293. Oh, what are you doing now? Are you being naughty? Mm. Don't be naughty. Don't be naughty. Nibbling away. Right, if I've got to put from 294... to today, which is 340. Oh, that's 46 episodes. What can I say? I took a break at Christmas. That was it. Anyway, 261 fixed. See, it doesn't take long, does it, when I focus? Yeah, but in my defence, I've got a lot of stuff to do for tomorrow. Anyway, it's done, Tracy. So, Tracy, I think Tracy is going to be the first inaugural winner of the MacBytes Marooned Marathon. We have a thing called the MacBytes Listening Marathon. Minster's done it several times and so has Jane. It's where you go back to episode one of MacBytes and you listen to the end. But, you know, that would be 125 episodes. Tracy's already more than doubled that. So really, that's not the marathon. It's like the triathlon, that, isn't it? So I think there's going to have to be a reward for Tracy for this when she gets to the end. Will the end ever come? Will we be out? Will we ever get out of lockdown? It will happen. Is there a list of the content of previous After Hours episodes? No, there isn't, Tony. There are no show notes, only because literally, if I was doing that as well, we'd have no time to do the show. I've got like a few odd notes, but that's about it. There are no official show notes. Maybe we should crowdsource some. I was thinking that the other day when they said, would you like to translate this into Spanish? And I thought, you must be kidding me. Tracy would have a fit if I tried that. I know about 5 words. Unfortunately, none of them were in the video. So it said, or you could crowdsource it. And I thought, that's far safer. It's actually quite clever how YouTube do it. They ask you if you want to provide translations of your work. If you do, then they put something on the video. And then they crowdsource it. So if somebody's watching and they speak a different language, they type in the subtitles. Now, the thing is, if you were trusting somebody and you didn't know them, how could you trust what they were typing? Wasn't, you know, their own promotional stuff or worse. So what happens is in the back end, it says, you know, Fred has offered this translation. And then the Google Translate service translates Fred's translation back into English so you can see how accurate it is. It's really clever, that, isn't it? I'm very impressed with that. I have had French and German people seem to like the commentary. And they use the subtitles to make sure that they're right. And some of them, about 5 of them, have said, oh, I'm learning English based on, you know, watching an Affinity Designer tutorial, turning the subtitles on when needed, but doing rather nicely with it. I think that's amazing. Still think the feed needs to refresh or something. Still hearing 260 playing a 261. No, it's right. So let me have a look. I don't think I've got a... I haven't installed a podcast listener. I've got one on the iPhone somewhere, I think. Oh, no, I didn't. I deleted it, didn't I? Oh, no, hang on. You can't delete the Apple one. That's the podcast one, isn't it? Because I remember young Jonathan having a question on that. And I just looked at Mike and, like, never used it. Mike said, neither have I. We got a podcast. We never use the Apple app. Right. Welcome to Apple Podcasts. There you go.
Keep your eye on the game.
Hang on. I've got a bottle of water in front of it now. Right, marooned at MacBytes headquarters. There it is, listen to that.
I should really go and log in, shouldn't I? But I'm sure everyone else will be watching the game.
Everyone will be watching the game. No one's taking a blind bit of notice of you, Mike. Right,
oh,
I don't particularly want recently played, do I? How are you supposed to work with this thing? Can't you just see all? That might help. 288 episodes. Right, okay. But you're still playing and I don't want you to play. I want to see the list of episodes. Oh, and did that VAR, Mike, or not?
I've no idea. I haven't seen it yet.
This is a nightmare. Oh, hang on. There we go. Right. Updated on that. Right. Got that. Refresh. Let me go back. 261. You see the tricky thing here. I think that's okay. Because under the details, it says an hour 16 and 261 says an hour 15. So it could well be correct now. Let's have a listen on here. It's downloading. It's thinking about it. This is 261.
Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 261.
Yay! It's working, Tracy. That's a bizarre. All I did was update that.
I've even got me a tire on.
You can't go in wearing a T-shirt, Mike.
It's a Brooklands T-shirt.
It doesn't matter. It could be a Brooklands bikini. You still can't wear it. Right, it's fixed, Tracy. You're in a time machine. What were we doing on day 261? There you go. What were we doing? Let's test the system. So, today is 3:40.
See you later.
See you later. Have a good meeting. Right, day 261. Right, for a start, we would need to know what date that was, wouldn't we? There's day 261. Right, it was a good one. It was the 1st of December, 2020. And we were talking about radio from when we were a lot younger. So, the episode is called Piccadilly 261. Is that a bus route? Now, Piccadilly 261 was a local radio station. It was the trendy station when Mike and I were teenagers. The reason we called it 261 is that a bus route? Because that's what Jonathan said. Is the Piccadilly 261 a bus route? And the thing is, there is actually a bus in Manchester that goes to Piccadilly and the number is the 261. So yes, it was all about Piccadilly in the late 70s and early 80s. Oh, and I'll tell you what else we discussed. Oh, Sarah's going to like this. Oh, this is so good. We talked about how when people say, when you say to them, I've ordered a new computer or whatever, and they say, and how much did that cost? But you don't say to them, how much was your holiday, your handbag, your shoes and your car? That. We talked about that. But Sarah should know that the 1st of December was a very good day because Sarah's new iMac arrived. Ooh. And she said she got exactly the same about the kit. How much did you spend on that? Then we discussed kit in general, tech in general. Not even tech like computers is general tech. But it was mentioned that quilting machines can cost $30,000. So we all lay down at that thought, made the Mac look really cheap. It was a good show. You wouldn't want it to miss that one, Tracy. So thanks for picking that up. Oh, yes, it was a good day. And do you know what else happened that day? 1st of December, it was the first Advent mail. Do you know, I've done 2 weeks of mails today. I'm all mailed out. Yes, it was the first of our Advent mails. I can see what you're doing. You're licking your foot again. Leave it be. Do you know, she does it so quietly. I'm going to put this bell on you. Now I'm getting the stink eye. There you go. The beginning of Sarah's nightmare. It's all right now. It's all right now. See, it's all... I know, I feel your pain. If I set up a machine and it's like, that's not working. I'll give you an example of something that wasn't working. And it wasn't a showstopper, but only because I had other ways of working. When I installed the Mac, I obviously installed the important things that I needed first. Because if you remember, I installed it a week after Sarah's arrived. And we decided, we were on our holiday, and we decided that we would do everything right and sort everything else out and then put the computer on the desk. And it ended up the computer didn't get installed till the Thursday night. So I said to Mike, well, it's not, no problem. I can always move the other one back. Well, I said it'd take about 20 minutes to get the cables in. An hour and a half later, I said, I'm not moving this back for the live show tomorrow. So I installed everything I needed to do the Maroon show first. Then I installed everything I needed to do After Hours, which meant I had installed Audio Hijack, Sound Source and Loopback first, which are all to do with audio. When I installed Camtasia, it threw its toys out of the pram. You need an audio component that it ships separate to Camtasia for putting in, so it can capture system audio. And it wouldn't install. And I thought, why won't it install? And it wouldn't install because I'd already installed. The component is called Ace. And it's from Rogue Amoeba, the people who make Audio Hijack, Sound Source, and Loopback. So in essence, it had already installed it. But the version it had installed, Camtasia wasn't picking up on. So from the beginning, I couldn't record any audio from the system into Camtasia. Like I say, not an issue because I could use Audio Hijack to do it. But it was one of those things where we kept trying to fix it. And that's when it's like Sarah's nightmare. Like, I need to get this. Well, what if I uninstall that? We uninstall that, then that'll break. And it was just, in the end, I thought, just pretend it's working and leave it be. Anyway, about 2 weeks ago, you turned Camtasia on and started working with it. And I thought, just a minute, there's no question. No question mark next to it. I thought, is it working? And yeah, it was. It had just randomly picked one of the updates, which is like, what are you playing at? But it fixed itself. So Sarah's latest nightmare has been trying to teach yourself crochet. No, I'm not your woman for crochet. Not unless it's network cables. Trying to crochet a hat for a birthday present. Made 5 so far and unpicked 5 so far. Oh dear. I did knit a bubble cap once. Well, when I say knit, Gran cast on for me. I did about 2 lines. Is it rows? Whatever. 2 of them. And her telly had gone. Her telly, she was in a bit of a dodgy area, aerial-wise, to get a decent picture. So she couldn't, the TV was not good. And I'm there, you know, with this bobble hat. I said, I've got a plan. She said, what's that? I said, you knit me that hat, I'll fix the TV. So I fixed the TV and won first prize in the knitting at school. I deserved that. Teacher hated me. Absolutely hated me. But, you know, she hated me to start with, so whatever. And I wasn't overly fond of her. What's the general term for those Mac components like Ace? Audio capture. Well, it's an audio capture utility. There are a few of them, but many used to be free. Soundflower was one. And there's another one called I Show You Audio Capture. But they've gone, well, Soundflower died a while back. Will you knock it up? Come on, roll it over. Roll it over and go to sleep and leave that paw alone. There's nothing wrong with it. And if there is, then you need your cone of shame on. So it's your choice. Now I really am getting the stink eye. Yes, the cone of shame. Bequeathed to you by your big brother, Mayor. Behind the sofa. Know exactly where it is. I'm still getting the stink eye. Yeah, Soundflower was bought by Rogue Amoeba. They kind of unpicked how it worked and then created Ace, which is, it stands for Audio Capture Engine. And they license it to other companies. And that's how come TechSmith were trying to install it. They rebrand it as the TechSmith audio component. But under the hood, it's exactly the same thing. They're just licensing it. Which was why it wouldn't install, because I'd got a newer version already installed. Technically speaking, Camtasia should have picked it up, but it didn't. As I say, it wasn't a major issue because I could record the audio separate, but and it wouldn't have happened if I didn't have top-notch audio stuff that I'm already installing, but it's very annoying when something like that happens, because you start thinking to yourself, how am I going to fix it? And then your mind, you should be just playing with your new toys, not thinking, how am I going to fix that? It shouldn't be broken, but that's just me. Oh, Renee's wife runs a crochet web shop. Crocheting every minute of the day. It's such a lovely skill to have. I used to, my gran could crochet, but she was much happier knitting. But, you know, I thought it was like magic watching her. I just did not have the patience for it, I'm afraid. I must admit. Right, let's do that and let's add that. And then I can go and get this link, which it's not copying. Come on. I remember being at work with this girl, and she trained as a nurse. But we were both working for lawyers at the time. And the pair of us, we both loathed it, to be honest. We both loathed our colleagues. Luckily, she had this lovely office. She left work the first week in December to get married. So she took all her annual leave at the same time. And the second she left to get married, the principal had somebody else move into her office. This other girl had been after this first girl's office for ages. And the second she left to go and get married, she sweet-talked the principal into her moving into this office. And not only that, but buying new furniture and a new carpet for it. This office was quite big. She unceremoniously took this girl, the first girl, the one that was getting married, put all her stuff out of the drawers and everything into boxes and dumped it in this office next to mine. And I thought, oh, so she's been kicked out, has she? Yes, was the answer. They didn't even have the courtesy to tell her. When she returned in the new year, she walked into this office, and her original office, and realised that somebody else had moved in. And they didn't tell her where her office was. So she worked on the principle that the office that this interloper had come from, that was next to mine, maybe that's where they dumped her stuff. So she came down the corridor and I spots her and she says, I'm sorry to trouble you, because obviously I don't think we'd spoken above twice. I didn't know her that well. She said, I'm sorry to trouble you. She said, but have I been moved into that office? I said, yes, you have, as no one said. She said, no. I said, I'm so sorry. So she said, oh, no, it's not your fault. I said, let me come down with you. I was off somewhere. I said, let me come down with you. We opened the door and it was just thrown all over the desk. It's disgusting, isn't it? Disgusting. But both of us said, after about 6 months working next to each other, you know, you were interrupted constantly with phone calls. But luckily, because these offices were so close next to each other, I handed my phone out of the window, because these weren't cordless, they were corded, and passed it into her, and she passed hers to mine, and we spent the morning just saying, I'll take a message and she'll get back to you. It was brilliant. But after about 6 months together, we said, I wish I had a job where you made something. And she said, absolutely, like a pot. You'd feel that there was some achievement if you'd made a pot or knitted a jumper or something like that. So I think when I watched my gran, it was just like it was magic. They look gorgeous. Loving all of that. I shall have a look at that later, Renee. Right, definitely something fishy in the podcaster domain. Subscribe to Maroon in Downcast. Have the same error as you can see. Right, let me have a look at the error. Shouldn't be an error. Because it's working in the podcast app for me. Right, let's have a look. Don't actually see an error there. Where's the error? Yeah, 61 looks like it's right there, doesn't it? Because it says, is that a bus route? Which is right. And now the show is right. Right. Oh, Simon's finished. You think you've done enough for the client to laugh off the legal attempt on his song. Excellent. Tracy will listen in Safari. It must be a nightmare when they get accused like this, Simon. And I know you've done stuff like that before. Do you know, sometimes I listen to a song and I absolutely hear another song. One of them is Slow Hand. Who did Slow Hand? It's the beginning of it. I swear it sounds like a completely different song. Gets me every time. It was speculative. That sounds so like when... Do you remember that person who had the... Oh, they patented years ago something about listening to an audio series. And they threatened Apple or whoever. So you can't have a podcast because you'd have to pay them money. It was laughed out in the end, but it was a bit worrying. You wish you could share the song so you could listen. Well, take a listen to Slow Hand, the beginning of it, and tell me, does it remind you of something else? Because it does to me. I was researching Simon for a James Bond special that I did on Brooklands. And as I was looking for... Every James Bond film had a theme song, apart from the first one. So I'm thinking the first one was... I can't remember what the first one was, but whatever it was, it didn't have a named song after it. So I went doing the Googles and found out that there was a copyright claim made, and the theme tune, the official theme tune to the original James Bond, is the James Bond theme tune. And this case is still rumbling on from 1963. I couldn't believe it, but it is apparently created because they got somebody to... Was it Monty Norman wrote it? And then somebody got sacked halfway through, but the music carried through, and then the other person's name got put on it. And it caused a bit of a ruckus. In dentistry, we just downright copy different techniques. Look at the run times. Right, run times. The run times are right, aren't they? One was 1:15:23 and the other was 1:15:41. So that looks like that's actually updated. Is it still not playing the right one? The one that should have updated was 61. The duration updates automatically. You pull the meter in from... So I connected it to the correct file and then pulled the meter in. So the meter updated, and that is the running time of that. And it's working on Apple Podcasts, which is alarming, isn't it? Downcast is what I usually use. I do like Downcast. There's a story behind what we call it, though, and it's not that. Is that Downcast? If it is, I'll install Downcast and see if it's working. Because that is one that I use anyway. The only reason I uninstalled it was run out of room on the phone. But now I've got the videos off. That was a whole other bag of hurt. But now I've got the videos off, I've got enough space to put stuff back on. I did, however, has this ever happened to anybody? I had to uninstall. This was naughty. I had to uninstall Audible. Because you know I'm a big Audible listener. In fact, I put a video on. No, I'll tell you what it was. It was a TV programme. I downloaded it and I was playing it and I thought, God, this is slow. And I realised, you know, I am so used to listening to stuff at 2.8 speed up to 3 speed that even the TV was sounding slow. Luckily, I'd found a toy that would let me play the video back at 1.2. I knew you'd knock that water over. I was right, wasn't I? Has it hit your tail now? You silly girl. So I then went back to my phone later on and I've got my Audible stuff on. And I thought, oh, I'll download that book. And I couldn't tell you when I'd bought it because, you know, who remembers stuff like that? So I went to download it. It said I didn't own it. And I thought, I beg to differ, but I can assure you I do. So I thought, I'll do a full search. I did a full search, found the book, said I didn't own it. Worse than that, there was the buy button to let me buy it. I thought, that's bad because I know I own it. So I picked up another device and opened up Audible on it, searched for the same book, said you own it, click the button to download. I thought, that is very, very, very naughty. I could not fix it. Logging in, logging out, rebooting the phone, nothing worked. In the end, I had to uninstall the Audible app and then reinstall it, and then it finally agreed with me that I owned it. But I did wonder whether it would have actually let me buy that. In other words, paying twice. Ah, it's working. Excellent, Tracy. At least you didn't have to start it all again. Yes, it's the Pointer Sisters. It's just the beginning of it. I'll have to have a listen. I can't remember the song it reminds me of. But it does remind me very, very much of another song. I'll have to have a listen. The originator usually writes an article or gives a course. And then if the science is good, you all start doing it. In a way, that's benefiting the patient, though, isn't it? Which is how it should be. Not, you know, this is mine and you're not using it. But, oh, Kim doesn't think you've ever seen a whole James Bond film. I have. I quite like James Bond. I mean, it's a bit dated now, but I like the humour in them. I actually went to the cinema to see one. That one was a Roger Moore one. Sheena Easton did the theme tune. Which was that one? 1981, I think it was. And the other one I did see at the cinema. Back in the early 80s, probably 81, 82, my mum saw an episode of Remington Steele. And she'd never seen Pierce Brosnan before. And she said to me, that man is James Bond. And the offer came up because his wife had been in Octopussy, I think. And she knew Cubby Broccoli. And they wouldn't let him out of his contract on Remington Steele, so he didn't get the job. And Mum was like, he's still James Bond. Years later, he got a second crack at it, and he did get the job, and he became James Bond. And I remember it was announced one day when my gran was in hospital, and I'd driven Mum there, and I was sat in the car working. And they said, you know, Pierce Brosnan's James Bond. So when she came back, I said, Pierce Brosnan's James Bond. It'll be in the cinemas in like 14 months. The day it opened, I took her to see it. Oh, God, never again. It wasn't like any cinema we'd ever been to. It was one of these big multiplex things. It's no longer there now. It was called the Keys, Salford Keys, and it had about 8 to 10 big screens. It was at deafening level. It took 3 days for my ears to get back to normal. It was that loud. And I said, there's absolutely no need to have anything that loud. But she'd enjoyed herself. And I just made a note to myself, next time, take earplugs. I am hypersensitive when it comes to sound. And honestly, mortars going off couldn't have been louder than this thing. But it was a fabulous film. She did enjoy it. Had just the right amount of humour in it. There was Alan Cumming was in it. And Robbie Coltrane. Oh, she enjoyed it. It was Goldeneye. And she loved it. Oh, Kim watched Mamma Mia last night. Like the movie, but like ABBA better. I must admit, that's where I'm at. But do you know what we're like with Andante Andante? We have to have the right version for Kath, which is the Lily James version. I haven't seen the whole film of Mamma Mia. That doesn't come as a total surprise for you. That's the one, Renee, for your eyes only. I did enjoy that film, but the thing is now, when you look back at them, aren't they sexist? They are scarily sexist. I mean, to the point that you cringe, cringeworthy. Bad, very, very bad. But I did enjoy it at the time. Renee, that's totally it, being with you, Smokey Robinson. The beginning of it is identical, isn't it? I couldn't remember which one, I'd have to go and listen to it. But now you've said that's the one. There you go. Just the beginning, the way it starts. But as Simon says, they do take little chunks. I don't know how much of it would have to be identifiable for it to be a problem. But take a listen, Simon, to Slow Hand, Pointer Sisters. ABBA totally rock. Do you know, I loved ABBA the first time round. I remember hearing Fernando on the radio. And it wasn't even our radio, because Mum didn't like the radio, because Dad did. Long story. It was a neighbour's radio, and I heard this song, and I just loved it. I had no idea what it was called or who'd played it, because I would have been 7 at the time. Just about 7, I think. And it stuck with me, this beautiful, beautiful song. And then ABBA brought their greatest hits album out. And I realised it was ABBA, and I think it was probably, I don't think I'd even heard Waterloo. But we moved, and then I realised what this album was. So I said to Mum, you know, I want to buy this album. I think they're about £3.99 at the time for a greatest hits with like 24 tracks on it. I guess by comparison to today, though, that's still expensive. Anyway, I got it. And loved them all. Bought every single ABBA thing after that. But they reached a point by about 79, 80 where they weren't cool. And you weren't cool if you liked them. And a local DJ made like a jingle. And it was like a really like gruff voice saying, put some ABBA on, Sweeney. And then he would make fun of ABBA. And, you know, all the kids at school, if you liked ABBA, all you heard all day was them doing an impression of this jingle. Put some ABBA on, Sweeney. I hated that DJ. He made my school life a living hell. Years and years later, and I'm talking like 12, 13 years later, I'm working on university work and I've got this radio station on and Sweeney comes on it. And every time I hear his name, I'm like, put some ABBA on, Sweeney. You swine. Anyway, he says how much he loves ABBA and they've always been a fantastic band. I thought, you two-faced. And then bad words were said. I mean, to me, if their music is great, their music is great. And yeah, things date a little bit, but great music doesn't. Yes, I know. You need a personal slave to stroke you. I'm doing my best. Oh. Simon's had a listen. Professional opinion. It's just a generic similarity, but it is so similar. I always think of the other song. But you'd probably get away with it. Ooh. That's interesting, Kim. Rumble.com. We were talking with this guy and he was saying how he was really scared that his videos would be pulled off YouTube and he'd uploaded them all to Rumble.com. And I remember thinking, what on earth is Rumble.com? Apparently it's been there 8 years and I didn't know. Oh, Lola, look at these. Look, dogs and puppies. Oh, look at them all. We'll put the sound on later and let you have a go with them. She chunners away like that. But they're singing in harmony. I would say Malamutes are very vocal. Very, very vocal. She yips and barks when she plays. And she will chunner. You've heard her chunner when she wants a treat. But at the moment, she's been very, very good. Apart from the stink eye. But you get that, don't you? It's just the way they are. So Tracy said, ABBA's are the only songs I can almost sing all the lyrics. She's terrible at that. Do you know, Mike knows the majority of the songs and yet not the lyrics. So he's all right with, like, you know, Dancing Queen. And then he goes off because he doesn't know what the words are to the rest of it. Oh. Right. I shall go and check those out, Simon. I will go and check them. It's a fascinating subject. Because some people say they are inspired by other people. And then you think, yeah, but that sounds identical. And yet sometimes there's ones like Madonna had one. Was it Hung Up? And she actually sampled part of Gimme 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 from ABBA. And she had permission to. But it didn't sound much like it to me. I mean, yeah, if you were looking for it. But not like that slow hand. That to me is just identical. It's amazing. It's a skill. And obviously I don't have it. I have other skills, but not that one. Right. Mike's safely ensconced in his meeting. Victory under their belt, thankfully. He was still smarting from the weekend. And I don't like it when he's in that kind of mood. He gets very grumpy. He was a grumpy boy at the weekend, but happier tonight. He wasn't looking forward to the game because he thought they were going to get beat. And of course, they're playing Thursday night because it's the Europa League, which is like the second division to the Champions League. So they're already playing, and I quote, in the tin pot, which means it's not quite the level it should be. But once he's in there, he's very grumpy that they get put in there. But once they're in there, he does want them to win. So he suffers greatly for his art. He really does. But I shall have 5 minutes peace with Lola while he is in his meeting. He's running the meeting. He is the immediate past president and he's doing some other job tonight as well. So I said, you know, you could just put symbols on your back and be a one man band. So he's doing everything tonight in the meeting because somebody else can't make it. Makes you wonder where they are, doesn't it? Global pandemic, lockdown. But I digress. So we will be back with you same time, same place tomorrow on Two Show Friday. Ah, young Jonathan. Let's see how long he lasts tomorrow. But for now, I'm going to say goodnight from me and I will say goodnight from Mike. And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.